This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Five five nine nine three seven five six nine is the way to get in touch with me. We have much to talk about today, including robots and trains and drones. But we're going to start off the program my favorite way of starting it off, which is with Ruth. Ruth, welcome to the program. How am I to help you today?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much. Say, I am having a really difficult time. I'm in my early 50s. I've realized that. Due to childhood trauma, I am a love addict. I was involved with a six-year relationship with someone who was very love avoidant or fearful avoidant, and he had his own. He escaped. I'm sure that you understand this whole thing, but you know this codependent addiction that we had with each other. But he had his relationship with the alcohol. And a married woman that I guess I thought there wasn't that relationship had been severed, but it never really was severed. And so after 6 years, there was also some abuse that entered into the picture later on. And so I left the relationship, but I'm feeling like recovery and moving forward is really, really hard, and I feel like I was robbed of my self-esteem, and I just feel like I've lost my identity. And
okay, how long have you been out of the relationship?
This is 3 months now.
Okay. Well, all right. Look, understand. First thing I want you to do is, if you can, remember when there was when we were kids, they had the magic slate, which was a little piece of cardboard with kind of black waxy stuff, and you had a little red pencil that fit in the top, and then you lifted up the two sheets. One was kind of like silvery, and then one was clear, and you'd lift them up, and all the stuff would go away. Okay, I want you to take that magic slate and wipe out all the psychobabble, okay? Because we can't start there, because it's going to keep you in a terrible place, and you're already feeling crappy. So let's not do that, all right? So let's just, we're only going to speak English, and understand that if this guy was the most fantastic human being on the face of the earth, he was wonderful, that a month after 6 years is not very much time. So the fact that it was much more complicated than that, I think you're correct in assuming it may in some bizarre way take longer to get off over a really crummy relationship than it does a good relationship. And while that may seem ironic at first blush, it's not really, because bad relationships don't go bad, as you know, overnight. There's a process. And the problem is that we kind of ignore the process, and ignoring that process takes a certain amount of time and energy and commitment to ignoring it, right? So when we finally sort of say, oh my gosh, out, done, then it's not like we're saying, because first of all, people don't leave really good relationships, but if something happens that the other person says, well, I don't love you anymore or whatever, that in some ways, even though it's painful, may take less time to get over than the one that we had to build such a structure that had really very little to do with the relationship and a lot to do with our needs in the relationship.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to have to give yourself a little bit more permission to be miserable for a while longer. All right, that's number one. Number two, let's look at previous relationships. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I was married for 10 years and divorced about 17 years ago. So this person that I met found me when I was raising four children. They were teenagers. It was just a distraction, but he pursued me like nothing else. And he was so different from my husband. I felt that he was a good guy. I mean, he, his, as what's his problem of being avoidant? He was enmeshed by his mother, who he grew up in an alcoholic home, and so he felt like love was taking care of somebody. But he really came into my life, and he just did everything for me. I mean, that's how he felt, showing his love. But he never gave me himself or his emotional self. And so he shared that with this other woman that I'm like...
Wait. First of all, it doesn't mean that he was a bad guy. It means he was a limited guy, right? Because
right.
he gave you part of what you wanted, right? He's a nurturer. He's a caretaker. Understand, because you're a mom, you know that. One of the things about being the caretaker, about being the parent in a relationship, which it sounds like you kind of was, is it gives you enormous control. That when your kids give you a hard time, maybe not so much now that they're teenagers, but when they were little and you said it's time to go to bed, first of all, you were the one who determined the bedtime. And when they gave you a hard time about it, you'd say, you'd pull rank. You'd say, I'm the parent. And so when you say to this dude, I need more of you, he basically just pulled the same routine of, look, I'm doing all this stuff for you. You know, you should be grateful. I can do the other stuff is none of your business. You are not in a position to demand that of me, which essentially is, if you look at it in a kind of cynical way, that is the role of a parent. So it's not that he was a bad dude. It's that he was a limited dude. And I would argue that the two things that you wanted are not compatible with one another. The idea of someone taking care of me, but someone also sharing exactly who they are with me. They're not really compatible roles if you think about it, especially if you think about the role of parent. And in fact, you probably have some friends, and hopefully it's not you, who are the kind of, instead of being a parent, they're the pal. And so their kids are completely undisciplined. Their kids have no rules. They have no structure. They view their kid. And I've heard grown men say, my 7-year-old is my best friend. And I cringe, because what I'm thinking is, you've abdicated the responsibility of parenting. You're having a great time. Your kid is losing out on an important relationship that sets rules and boundaries. Because the role that you're asking for is essentially, you didn't like his boundaries. Now, there's one that's probably reasonable and one that's completely unreasonable. So the first thing I need you to do is, instead of viewing him as a complete mess, which he may or may not have been, he gave you something that was really valuable to you.
Right.
Which means going forward, part of what you need to evaluate is what's really important to you. Because it's interesting. I did an interview for a documentary yesterday about bad boys. And I said, you know, the term bad boys really implies a couple of things. First of all, we don't call them bad men. Bad men rob banks. You know, bad boys break our hearts. But the idea is that they are boys, that they're playing a different set of rules than the ones we require of them. But part of it is, what are we looking for? And so the first thing you have to ask yourself when we're looking at this relationship, because the bottom line is, what we need to do is make you stronger going forward.
Yeah.
You're going to be sad for a while, and sad is just the price tag. And it's, you know, it's the advantage about sad is it'll give you time to think about some of these other things that have to do with you, not with him, which is, what do you want? How much caretaking do you want? And of course, all of us need some. All of us want to feel that we're being nurtured. But understand that what we need to figure out is how much, because any of the asking someone to take care of us means that they're going to withhold something from us, because the role of caretaker is not one of friendship. It's not one of equality at all. It's one of power and control. All right. So that's number one. Number two, before we get any farther than this, did you know about his affair with the married woman?
Well, actually, that's what broke up his marriage when I met him. And
right. How long had he been divorced when you met him?
He was in a divorce, which was the worst. I understand. I don't want to beat myself.
Well,
I understand how that was wrong. Right. So.
Well, the thing is, he didn't. You know.
He used her he did the same thing with me as he did with his ex-wife, where he went outside the relationship to seek his emotional needs, because It was his way of distancing himself in his relationship. Ruth, listen to what I just told you.
You're not thinking about this right. He did not only the same thing to you that he did to his wife. He did the same thing to you as he does to his mistress. He just puts different... He wants to have a multiplicity of relationships so he can come and go in those relationships. All right, let me put you on hold. Come right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're What happened, Ruth? Ruth, who ended the relationship? Did you end it or did he end it?
Well, I believe I did. There was an incident where he got into a rage and he hurt me, and I said that it was over, and I gave him 6 months. At that point, I was focusing on him and making him everything his fault, and so I gave it 6 months, and then he would drink. I don't know that he was an alcoholic, but I got into Al-Anon, and Al-Anon really made me start looking at my own problems and issues, and then we kind of went back and waffled back and forth about ending the relationship, and then finally, when I got out, stepped out of the whole picture and looked at our relationship, I could just see, I felt like it was next to impossible for him to do any recovery, even if I did some recovery work. So it was kind of like that, and then I actually...
Wait a minute, I still don't have an answer to the question. All right, so you were together 6 months, then he...
6 years. 6 years.
Six years, sorry. And then yeah. he hit you?
Well, he actually got drunk because he was struggling with his relationship with this woman.
Ruth, don't yes. do that. Just answer the questions as clearly as possible.
He didn't hit me. He grabbed me, and he hurt me. He didn't hit me, but he grabbed me and he held me, and he actually was choked me. So
how long ago was this?
Well, that was last summer, and
you went back to him after that?
No, I gave him 6 months to seek some sort of help or recovery, and let him, I basically had arm's length in the relationship.
Okay, so you, when you say arm's length, were you seeing him during that 6 months or not?
Well, I have to admit, yeah, I was still in the relationship. I was still sleeping with him, yeah.
All right, so so when did you actually, so you've only been apart a month?
No, it's been 3 months. It was the end of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the 1 month you were referring to when I first asked you? Had you seen him at all in the last 3 months?
Well, yeah, the first month or two after we separated, we have this terrible co-addiction to each other, and we were negotiating. We were trying to negotiate things, and he said...
Ruth, you're going to have to stop doing this. Just answer the question, all right? Don't give me all the background stuff. That's the psychobabble we were going to get rid of. It doesn't get you anyplace. You can see how I'm asking specific questions, and you're waltzing me around, and it's not getting us anyplace. Did you... So you broke up with him 3 months ago. When's the last time you saw him?
I got a restraining order against him about 3-4 weeks ago, and that was
right.
And I saw him in court just last week, actually.
Okay, but you haven't actually seen him outside the courtroom for 3 weeks.
It's been outside the courtroom. It was in April sometime.
Okay, so
right. Yeah.
So between 2 weeks and a month or so, between two
right.
and 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why did you get the restraining order?
I felt for my own sanity because I felt like I had to set some boundaries for myself because I have such an addiction to this guy. I felt like I had to because I knew it wasn't healthy and I had to get help.
Well, the restraining order keeps him away from you. It doesn't necessarily
right.
keep you away from him,
right.
which I know sounds like splitting hairs, but it doesn't. For example, if he comes within X number of feet of you, he can be arrested, but that doesn't prohibit you coming close to him. Which is
I know, but I'm
and the
not,
judge gave
I
you the restraining order on that basis.
No, I got the restraining order because I want him to know that I'm not in the relationship anymore and I can't do this dance anymore. So I wanted to send a message also because I felt very hurt and revengeful. I hate to say that, but.
I'm surprised that without you, I assume that you mentioned the choking incident because that's presumably
mm-hmm.
on the basis on which you got the restraining order.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, so the question to me at this moment is what?
Well, my question is, I know that you told me that I need to get stronger and I need to figure out what.
No, that isn't what I said. I said you need to figure out what's going. I said you need to focus on you, not him.
Right, I'm focusing on it, and I'm working on getting some recovery that way. But what I'm worried about is in moving forward that I'm going to be attracted to someone who has a similar.
Fair enough. All right. So the question is, how do I avoid a similar personality structure of this dude? Well, and there are some. The first thing we already talked about, which is instead of looking for someone to take care of you, you may figure out how to take care of yourself and how to figure out someone who's nice or pleasant or, you know, fun to be around. Because
right.
if you look for
and
someone
might...
to take care of you, you're already putting yourself right back in that role of being childlike to a parent-like figure. And a parent figure has more control than you want because a parent figure is going to say, you know, I can do what I want. The same way a parent does when we say. I mean, the best example I can give you is a hilarious one of my father saying, how much money do you make? And I said, well, I'll tell you if you'll tell me. And he says, none of your business. I mean, that's a parent role, right? That I have all the control over you. I can get all the information about you. You can know nothing about me. I'm the dad or I'm the mom. I'm the power figure. So the first thing to do is decide that you don't need someone to take care of you, that you can take care of yourself. And on some level, you know that because you were single for 17 years. So you know that you can raise those kids by yourself, and it probably did anyway. And all of us long, and as you say, you know, all of us long to be taken care of, and quite often because we feel that our parent either did a terrific job of taking care of us and overtook care of us, you know, and you know relationships like that where the dad seems to dote on the kids rather than the wife, or conversely felt that they were absent, so the dad who was at work all the time and the kids were kind of a bother. I mean, the idea that we can find a parent who is, in fact, somewhere in between of those, which is really good parenting, who knows? I mean, we change the rules about every 20 years, which means everybody gets caught in they're doing something wrong. So, but the point is that you're not 15, you're 50. So the figure, what would taking care of me mean? Would it mean paying my bills? Would it mean bringing me chicken soup when I have a cold? Would it mean making all the decisions? And you can see that taking care, once you get specific, and if what taking care of you means that that occasionally asks me what went on in my work today, that's something. And then you don't have to say to somebody, I need someone to take care of me. What you need to say to somebody, negotiate somebody in the early days of a relationship, is I'd like to talk about my work with you, so you asking about my work or being interested in my work is really important to me. So you've got some of the factors early on. I would certainly, as you know, and I'm not even going to give you a lecture about it, dating somebody who's going through a divorce is a dreadful mistake because they're in chaos. And so what you presented to him was, here's this woman that all I have to do is say the right words to her occasionally, and she'll let me do what I want to do, which is really great because I'm just coming out of a marriage. So I have, and not only am I coming out of a marriage, which you knew about, but was coming out of another relationship, because this is a guy who doesn't commit. And
right,
so
exactly.
But what you want to do is, one of the reasons he didn't have to commit is because he had all the control. He has the control with his mistress because he's not married to her, so he can come and go there as he wants. He had he had control with you because for whatever you said, that you said, as long as you do A and B, I'll let you do whatever you want. He also was not married to you.
Manning, what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with an unhappy Ruth. Ruth, I need to apologize. We had a computer glitch here, so I apologize that we got kind of a little bit garbled in our discussion.
Yeah.
But it wasn't you, honest.
Okay.
It wasn't even me. All right, so here's the deal. You know, you said something that was very provocative. You said, no one has ever treated me like that. Okay? And look, we are all susceptible to that. We are all susceptible to, wow, this guy's too good to be true. But we need to hear that little voice in the back of our, you know, right behind our left ventricle that says, too good to be true. There may be, you know, we may, it's not that we need to look a gift horse in the mouth, to mix our metaphors, but understand that somebody who is more, is not a little bit better, you know, not an improvement, but in a different world, we need to look a little more carefully at that and see what the price tag is, because human beings really fall along a fairly predictable continuum, right? I mean, think about your friends, and there are some that you like better than others, but there, I mean, if you look carefully at people, and especially people you know, we're not talking about strangers, the notion of saints and sinners really isn't very practical. There are really lovely people who sometimes screw up, or they're terrible at returning phone calls. I mean, they're really, their heart's in the right place, they're fun to be around, they're generous, but they're sloppy, right? They're sloppy about the details. There are other people who are terrific. They're always going to be on time. They can balance their checkbook in their sleep. They will always send you an email on your birthday, but they're a little bit removed from, you know, they're not quite as warm and fuzzy as you'd like. So the notion that somebody is too good to be true, and, you know, because I was doing this interview yesterday, this is kind of on the top of my, sort of my thinking list. If we all feel, all of us, especially in the capitalist society and especially women, we feel that somehow there will be some man who will see beyond our, and then fill in the blank, our thunder thighs, or our graying hair, or our lopsided breasts, or our funny tooth, and see the real inner beauty of us. And so we're all, and what does that really say? It says we don't really like who we are. We don't accept who we are. We're not pleased with who we are. And therefore, what we want is somebody that sees beyond what we view as our deficiencies to the real us. That's a recipe for disaster, because there are people, and especially people who are not going to commit. The best way not to commit is to be in control. The best way to be in control is to keep somebody at arm's length. The best way to keep somebody at arm's length is give them what they think they want more than anybody else. Right? Because that means I could hear the light bulb go on above your head. So the clue is not that this guy is a creep. This guy is a limited man, and there's a part of you, the loving part of you, that wants to give him a free ride because, you know, he had an abusive mother, his father wasn't there, or, you know, his priest, you know, wasn't appropriate with him, or, you know, because all of us do that. That's as women, we've been taught that that's what we should do. We should be nurturers, we should be caretakers, we should give everybody a second chance. It doesn't mean that we have to go out and be judge and jury, but we need to be careful that we're not making it easy for someone to do something terrible to us. I have a really good male friend who said to me years ago, he said, one of the reasons we behave so badly is you guys expect us to. And, you know, I've never forgotten that. And I thought, you know, that's part, we're always making excuses. If he forgets our birthday, it's, oh, he was busy. If he works too much, we say, well, you know, he takes me to lovely places. What we need to do is, first of all, understand that we're okay on our own, that what we are is valuable and important. And then if you lead with I'm valuable and important, then when a guy has a mistress, you're going to say adios, I'm not sharing, as opposed to, well, you know, I know that you've had a long relationship with each other, and I know that your mom didn't love you enough. And don't do that. If you're okay about who you are, then you don't need somebody to see through to the real you. You are the real you. And either he will say, Ruth, you know, I want to spend time, you're such fun to be around. And you don't have to worry about him taking care of you, because you take care of yourself. And so when he says, can I give you a foot rub? You're thinking, this is great. But it's, you know, it doesn't mean that he can then have a mistress, or forget your birthday, or call you a fat slob, or God forbid, be violent toward you. So this guy, the universe put this dude in your place to show you a couple things. To first of all, have you reexamine your list of what I want. Second of all, to reevaluate your strengths. You've been a mom, so it sounds like by yourself for four kids. But that doesn't mean that you want to be a child to somebody else's mom or dad, because, I mean, first of all, as you see with your kids, as you know as a parent, our job as a parent is to teach our kids to walk and then walk away. If you put yourself in a position of being an adult child for somebody, you're teaching them, first of all, they have the control, and second of all, either they're going to walk away from you or you're going to walk away from them. Because that's the role. That's the job. So that isn't the role you want. What you want is a friend. What you want, right. Now you want, and I'm not saying that it should be platonic, because at 50, presumably you're interested in the sex life. But when something says, this is too good to be true. He's unlike anybody else I've ever met. Now, everybody feels that way in the first 10 minutes. But after a couple months, when you're looking, if it still feels like, wow, be careful. Because wow is a short-term response. Relationships, for most of us, are long-term responses. So you don't want to confuse the two. This guy was put in your path, so you'll evaluate who you are, what you want, and you're going to be much more straightforward about it, and you're not going to put up with crap at the beginning of a relationship. And a guy going through a divorce is the definition of crap, right? I mean, yeah. I've got to deal with my kids and my lawyer and my ex. You don't want any of that. I would say, listen, that's great. You call me when that's all done. Mm. I actually had a guy who said to me once, this was my kind of revolution, or my both revolution and revelation. He said, I'm having trouble at my work. My wife is driving me crazy, and I think I have health problems. And I know what my initial response was, and I'll bet every woman listening says, oh, you poor thing, let me take care of you, because that was my initial response. For some reason, at that moment, I had, maybe because he did all three of them at the same time, I thought, I am not the emotional Red Cross. I said, look, great, call me when you have a problem. You're not date bait. I'm not going to date you. I mean, you're a walking problem. I'm going to do all the taking care of. And when you feel better, you're going to walk away. And I'm going to get tired of this. And what's in this for me? So don't do that. Decide that you can take care of yourself. Present yourself as who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses early on. And if the guy says, I think you're great. Here are my strengths and weaknesses. And the two of you can have fun together and do things together and spend time together, then you're fine. And you may not be looking for a commitment, and you sure shouldn't be dating right now. Take the time, and don't put yourself on house arrest. Go take an adult education course, go do some volunteer work, join a gym, learn to sail, become a better bowler. You know, just do stuff that makes you happy, and you will find friends that you didn't have before. You may have friends that you've been deserting because of, you know, of this dude. Just enjoy your life by yourself, because you will come out of that. Not only will you enjoy it while you're doing it, but you'll have a growing sense of emotional independence, of strength, that you're, because people are going to say, gosh, Ruth, you're such fun to be around. You want to go to a movie tonight? Or your backhand's gotten so much better. I'm really not ready to play tennis with you yet, but I know somebody, you know, who's probably about the same level you will. It'll change your life. And then if a dude comes along and he's worth, you know, spending time, diverting time from your friends or your volunteer activity or your adult education or your kids or your grandkids or whatever, then you can spend some time with him and evaluate how it is. But be careful of somebody that you think, no one has ever treated me like this before. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I need to learn, too, with what you're telling me is how to preserve my identity and not... And establish boundaries, because I tend to just give them up so easily.
But that's because you bought into this man is seen in the heart of me. He understands me like no one else does. So therefore, whatever he wants, I'll give him. That's crap. You don't need someone to see into the real you, because you're going to show them the real you. And if they say that's great, then fine. So it's not, he hasn't given you a gift by seeing into your inner heart. You are your inner heart. So it's not a gift to acknowledge. All he has to do is have his eyes open. So you don't owe him anything for that. It doesn't mean you have to punish him, but it doesn't mean you owe him either. And if you don't owe him, because you're making the deal in your head of, he sees something no one else will see, therefore I have to be something for him so he doesn't leave me. It's crap. Let me put you on hold for another minute if you need me. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bruce, let me ask you, you may have a question to ask me, which I'm absolutely willing to entertain, but let me just do you a huge favor here, having given you some, hopefully some very specific guidelines. What do you feel you are combating as an adult that happened to you as a child? What do you think the major assault to your ability to be happy as an adult is at this moment?
Oh, that's a really good question. I have an ongoing issue with a very narcissistic, abusive parent. My mom is 84, but she still doing abuse towards me. Actually, she's now using my teenage children to undermine me through them.
Give me an example of something abusive.
Okay, good one. Yesterday, I had a birthday party planned for my son. We all were supposed to be here at my house with my kids. My mom planned her own meal, and she wasn't going to invite me. So she actually was trying to convince my kids to come there. All the while, she knew that I had this planned, and she lied to me about it and said that she had invited other people over. In reality, she was inviting her own friends and family and was going to steal my kids away from me to have them there with her. And so she did her own little pity party to get her attention onto her.
Okay, so what happened? Did the kids... What was the outcome? Was the party at your house or her house?
Well, the outcome was I was trying to, I told my oldest two children that this is something I've had to deal with my mother my whole life, which is why I end up in two adult relationships with men who,
Ruth, don't do that. They don't want to know. They don't care.
I know they don't want to know that. But it ended up my kids, my oldest two stayed here and my two youngest were over with my mom. And my dad. And so my two youngest stayed here because I said, you know, this was planned. This is my son's birthday.
Okay.
This is
all right, let me help you. Yeah. Let me help you with this specific and your mom in general. Did you invite your mom to your house for the party with the boys? Okay.
Yep.
Does she have memory problems or not?
No, she doesn't. This is just what she does.
She will. She will at some point. So just be prepared for that, which means everything has to be in writing on the calendar.
Right.
But understand, from your mom is competitive with you. And the problem is that you're competitive back with her. So understand, think of this. Think of your mom as holding a rope, okay? And she's tugging on it. You're tugging back. If you put down that rope, she can't tug. So at this moment, understand that you hear me all the time say people would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. Your mom feels she has no way to make you like her, which may be, and you're saying you don't like her, and she gets that. She gets that much more profoundly than you do. So your mom will take any, and it'll be a birthday party, it'll be Mother's Day, it'll be Christmas, it'll be New Year's. Your mom will use any attempt that she can to say, look at me, because she feels you don't like her, that you won't voluntarily do business with her. So all she can hope for is either you ignore her or that you're mad at her. She chooses mad over ignore, which everybody does. I mean, look at you. You've got four kids. At least one of those kids does some acting out, probably the second one, depending on... you said all four of them are boys? So it's probably the second one. And so he understands. He can't be as smart as the oldest kid. At one point, he got to be the baby, but he's not a baby anymore, so he's probably really mean to the third kid, but understood that was really pretty dangerous because you get punished for it. Then the real baby came along. So your second kid is very likely the one who'll make a mess at school, he'll drop stuff, he'll be late, because what he's saying is, Mom, I know you don't love me, because that's how it translates in the kids, as much as my brothers. So therefore, I don't want to be ignored. I can't get the attention I want by doing well in school because my big brother does better. I can't be cute because my baby brother is much cuter than I am. So what I can be is disruptive. And so understand, that's your mother's kind of modus operandi. Hopefully the way you've learned to deal with your kid is that you give him a lot of positive reinforcement and you ignore the negative, because otherwise you're reinforcing, you're playing into his scenario, which doesn't help him and it doesn't help you. Your mom is doing exactly the same thing to you. She's just better at it because she's had more time. So when she plans to say, you know, well, I'm going to have this thing for the boys, say, great, you tell me what time you're going to do yours and I'll do it at another time. That are saying, great, you know, thank goodness I don't have to cook, we'll all come over there. You're pulling back on the rope. And if you could make your mother your acolyte by the simple expediency of saying, let's go do manicure, pedicure together. Doing something that makes her feel that she can get your attention by doing something positive. She feels you don't like her. You'll avoid her at every cost.
Well,
you badmouth her.
The problem is she was very abusive and cold and rejected.
Doesn't make any difference. Can't do anything about that. Ruth, done. Over. Done. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
She was an imperfect mom. So what? Yeah, honey,
well,
look, let me tell you.
That's how come I got into the relationships with
Ruth,
the men that I have.
Wrong. The reason you got into those relationships, you're an adult now. Your mom may have been a screw-up as a mom. You're not doing a great job of telling your kids. You're not doing a great job as a parent telling your kids that their grandmother was abusive to them, and that's why you get in bad relationships with men. That's something they don't want to hear. It's too much information. That's not great parenting either. So the point is, it's done. You got into bad relationships with men because you didn't have sense enough to ask the questions, that you let yourself be seduced by things that made no sense, that you bought into a fantasy. That your mom may have been a great mom or a terrible mom. Her days of mothering you have come and gone. You're responsible for your behavior, not her. And you need to, that's what you need to absorb here. And you need to be careful that you're not doing the same thing with your kids that your mom was doing with you. If a therapist found out you were talking to your boys about your sex life or your love life with guys and their grandmother, no wonder she's competitive with you. Because if you don't think one or two of those kids are going to go to their grandmother and say, "Mom said that you were, you know, the reason she gets in bad relationships with guys is because of you," you don't understand kids. So understand your anger with your mom. It's done. Figure out what you want from her now. Figure out how not to get involved in that tug of war anymore, because she'll always win it, always. So stop. If it's playing a game you can't win and it's painful, stop playing. You don't play by her rules anymore. You can co-opt this mom. She's the only one you'll ever have. And I've told the story before. I mean, all of us have a complicated relationship with our mom. And I finally said to my mom, "I'm not going to do business with you if you criticize my kid. I'll always love you. I'll see you occasionally. But if every time I pick up the phone, you're telling me what a lousy parent I am, I'm not going to call very often." So said, "Mom, the only time you call me is when someone's died. You never ask about me." She heard it, and it wasn't a one-shot deal. It was a process. But I decided, like you, you know, this doesn't make any sense. I can't do anything about her behavior. I can do something about mine. Mm-hmm. Think about it, kid, and call me back if you need to. But stop telling your kids about your love life, and stop blaming your mom for mistakes you're making as an adult. You're on your own now. Figure it out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.